Hey fam, it's Raven your GS and thank you for locking into another Cyber Nerd show. Before we get started with the madness, if you really enjoy our shows, go ahead and subscribe on iTunes, give us a mad review and throw in a 5-star rating if you really enjoy our content and banter. It really helps more nerds finding us easier and quicker. Other than that, enjoy the show.
We are live, guys. It's me, one third of the Cyber Nerds.
Revenue GS.
I'm Mr. Blitzstick.
And we're back with another video today. We've got the Book of Boba, Chapter 1, episode review, breakdown, conversation, discussion. And the only thing that you should be breaking down is the subscribe button. Road to 200,000 subscribers. Hit the thumbs up and press the notification bell so you get notified every time we drop a video. Do that. All right, man. Episode 1 of this series. Bam. Who wants to start? Where do we want to go from here?
Oh, man. I think just the intro itself is such a smart thing to do. Because since Mando series, I'm pretty sure a lot of people had the same questions I had. Yo, where you been? How did you survive the Sarlacc pit? Like, after that, where did you go? Where did you roam? How did you come in power? They do this within the first 15 minutes, no dialogue, no nothing. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not forced. Man's just healing and he's going through the dreams. And he explains, yo, the dreams are back. Huh! Pepper, spice, and everything's nice.
Just because it's on the screen, I want to say that the level of respect of just showing one shot of Kamino was mad.
Bruv.
Was lost mad. Like, lost the it. Way you man just done a whole origin story in like... The 3-minute intro, like, it just shows that you have a level of care and respect for the character that you should have when making a series such as this. Do you get what I'm saying? So that whole thing there was fire, bruv. Sam, what you got?
Yeah, I'm just liking the whole start of this season in general. I'm just liking the fact that we're getting the past and the present at the same time. And obviously, I just want to see where they go with that because they can touch on so many levels we haven't seen before with Boba Fett, touch on levels that we're going to see in the future, continuing Boba Fett, hopefully coming in more into other mediums and stuff like that. But right now, jeez.
See, one thing I want to include in this whole thing is that, like, I like what they've done in episode 1 about giving us the dreams. I would like the dreams to continue because if we get the dreams and, like, the dreams is telling us a story of what happened in the past, but currently, as we're currently telling the story of what's happening now, I think it's 2 birds, 1 stone. We're finishing it. Now, everyone calm down when I say it's like Arrow, because when we're talking about product, like the final product, they're not close to each other if we're talking about the show.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, that was one of the best things about Arrow, was running 2 simultaneous storylines about the same character, one showing him, like, I don't want to say as a finished product, but one seeing him coming out of his journey and one showing him take the journey. Mm-hmm. I think that is beautiful. And I think in 8 episodes, if they man do that and do it, like, they can just, boom.
That's 16 episodes we're getting.
Hear this. It's 2 movies.
Okay.
Yeah. 8 episodes. That's 8 hours. Gotcha. Cut that into 4 movies. That's the past and the present. Mm. You stick it around the Star Wars movies you've got. Mm. You've got the full Boba Fett thing. Yeah. And hopefully we're getting more seasons.
I think that's important for them to carry this on because we have to follow this journey. He goes from a bounty hunter, a foot soldier, just taking orders.
Mm-hmm.
Look how he's moving on this episode. Mm. I'm not doing what these men were doing. I'm not ruling by fear. I'm not doing, like, he's even, like, he understands the disrespect he's getting and he's not reacting to it. So what's happened, even though we've only had, 6 minutes of footage from the past, okay, we need to know how do we go from here. Like, how, do you know what I'm saying? We need to go through that past, through that journey to understand exactly who this guy is.
Yeah, man. And I think one of the things about this, it just comes in terms of, like, talking about leadership and how, like, if you want to be a leader, like a good one, like, you can't necessarily always just fall into the traditions of the old. Like, you've got to understand, firstly, who you are mm-hmm. as an individual. And once you find out who you are as an individual, you know how you can affect things around you and why certain things that may be tradition or may consistently always happen, you don't want to adhere to, you want to do something else. And you, like, you know what I'm saying? You just want to create your own bubble and that. So I love that. But I also love how Fennec is the link to just, no, this is how we're supposed to do it. And you need that as a right hand. You don't need it as your hands. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? You need to have someone who's going to keep you on point with the, nah, this is going too far. This is a violation. But also, you having that back and forth where that person's going to grow, but also their advice is always needed and important, mm. even if you're saying no to it.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So I think that was, like, the way they peppered that up. They expanded on that relationship so much in this episode, more than they've shown it even in other episodes when they're talking. Right. Do you get what I'm saying?
And how did we get to this relationship? How did we get this?
I think that's going to show. And I think this is the dustman thing.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I think this is the dustman thing. We need to carry this on because all these people's got to encounter, like, even with him encountering the sand people, that little thing that he went through.
Yeah.
Yo, like, by the end of
when
the
episode, we're calling them up later at episode 7, you know, and them man are showing up to beef with Boba Fett, you're going to be like, yeah, he united the world still. Get me? So
it's important for them to carry on that backstory.
100% fire, man. Fire, fire, fire.
I just want to see how, like, because obviously, I didn't expect Boba Fett to even move like this, to be honest. Obviously, him being a bounty hunter, I did expect him to be a bit more ruthless, like Finnick.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's like, so we just kill man right now kind of thing. He's like, no, there's no need to torture anyone. There's no need to do this. I'm like, why are you like that?
And it's funny because I was there. I was like, yo, he's disrespecting, man. Press the button.
Yeah, exactly. He was ready.
Feed him to the lions, bro. I was there.
It's going to be very interesting to be like, why doesn't he want to do that? Despite him actually going out and capturing people, sometimes even finished. I think he even said the Fennec. No. Yeah, he said, what did he say?
Oh, keep one alive. Yeah.
No, but he's like, one's going to die.
I hear what you're saying when you're saying why, but I just think, like, when you've been, let's say you've been Boba Fett, yeah, and you've been paid by the biggest bosses to go, like, you are the biggest bad, you're the baddest bounty hunter in the galaxy. Like, you have that title. You would know the importance of not killing someone if you kill someone for a living. Do you understand?
True, that's why.
I thought that's your job. Yeah, that for me, that's enough. Do you know what I'm saying? And this is why it also, like, harkens back to, like, when he's on the ship and Vader's talking to him, and man's like, no disintegrations. Man's telling him, because, bro, he's probably already been that guy. You see who Fennec is? Now, kill him. Boba Fett's probably been that guy already, gone through that journey already. And that's why the reputation is Vader, big bad Vader's telling you, bruv,
don't
kill everyone. Think about Vader's level on that.
Yeah, exactly.
And level and Vader was already on
destroying. Exactly. Exactly. So it shows that, like, listen, this character's, he's gone through a journey before we even met man. So now we can see what, like, the rewards of that journey. And this is what I'm talking about, seeing this, but also seeing the past as well. Exactly, do you get what I'm saying? So, nah, man, this thing is fire. Listen, the character design of that monster that they fought in the desert on Tatooine was crazy, bruv. And, like, firstly, when it popped out, I was like, oh, it's crazy, like, four arms and that. When it started walking
on
its back legs and its arms, yeah, I was like, crazy. you man did the whole thing. I thought that was fire, bruv.
That's so crazy. And another thing I want to touch on as well, we've never seen Tatooine like this. I just love, like, in this new gen, we get to see stuff from the past, innit? Like, bruv, some of these shots, straight Rogue One-ish. Straight.
100% production, like, high.
Yo, it's so... It's a movie. You just get... Yeah, it really it's is. It really is. It really is. Do you know what I'm saying? And instead of these men putting it in the big thing, in the big screens, yo, let's chop it up and make it a thing. But, bro, I just love seeing Star Wars like this. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like Star Wars back in the day when it was being filmed, it was already mind blowing. Now we get to use our modern technology to showcase the world even more. Like the massive shots where it's just like boom, you can see everything. Oh, that's.
It actually makes me sick to look outside and not have two suns, you know. It's quite bad, you know. Like, I look at Tatooine, I'm like, oh, you man are actually chilling. Like, you man are seeing something different.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like,
usually with Tatooine, everything felt so claustrophobic back in the day. Everything was so close. And now we're getting to, wow, like, the screen went from this to just,
And they do bare shots like that on purpose. Shots, like, look, look at what we can show you now.
Mm.
Nah, it's beautiful, man. Like, bruv, yeah, man, love this episode. And listen, once again, Disney Plus, thank you for understanding how important weekly drops are. Because I just don't feel like it gets spoken about enough. I never see anyone like thanking anyone for it. Your stuff weekly if you care about it and you want it to be a discussion, bruv. I'm telling you, it's just a fire way to be in it. You get me?
Just one little thing as well, because I've never seen it since... Well, I've seen it, like, kind of touched it with the Rebels, with Ezra running through the rooftop.
Parkour.
But having this and ninjas on this thing? Whoa.
The thing is, yeah, with that, one, I love that you was like, oh, they wearing Beskar on their chest.
Yeah.
Which I believe they are, because, like, think about it, yeah? If you've only got a little bit of credit, yeah, and you're buying Beskar... That's firstly the first place it needs to be. Secondly, I want to see if they're working for the mayor. I'm with that, but I also want to see like what influences the mayor for his foot soldiers to move like ninjas.
Right?
Do you get what I'm saying? Because it's the same way. Boba Fett is on a Western vibe. Why are them man on that Shaolin monk running? You know that type of vibe. That's what I want to get to, and just see the influences there. And I just love the whole way Boba Fett's moving, bro. Going over to the bar.
I was gonna say the whole bar scene. Do you think?
No. I don't want him to be treacherous.
Okay.
I liked that interaction. I thought it was honest and real. I felt like she understood Wagwan for Boba Fett.
Yeah.
That's why man gave him the helmets. Mm. They came back with the bread. She still rubbed and caressed man's arm, like, yo, Boba, if you need someone to sleep as well, like,
this is your place.
I thought that was a clean interaction.
And some people will go behind man's
back. And this is what I'm saying. And I think even the scene with the two green guards, where it's like, she's like, yo, what have I got to do to use man? And both of them go on a knee. I want the world to be that clear cut for most things here. Like, I want the people who are saying, yes, I'm with you, to be with you. And I want we already know the mayor's on crud. So let it be be obvious about those things, but pepper in.
Test man. Yes. She's a new come in the game.
Let us see it coming, bro. Because usually in shows, they'll try and deceive you and hide, like, why?
They're not every day.
Bro, let's just go ahead. Like, where, bro?
This is pretty straightforward.
We're dealing with some gangster shit, right? Exactly. Let's just handle it like that.
There's a new come in the game. I've been here around, like, I've survived Jabba the Hutt. Who are you?
That's what it is.
Do you know what I'm saying? And he's the mayor. So, bro, why am I going to pay you respect? You should be paying me respect. I'm the mayor of the town. And I want that energy from all these people who have chip on their shoulders. I've been here since the huts, bro. Who are you? All right, let's test him out.
Do you know what you need to test out? The subscribe button, the thumbs up, and the notification bell. That's what you need to do. But look, we're going to be back here next week. If you want to watch our full watch along of chapter one, of the Book of Boba, head over to patreon.com/thecybernerds, because there will not be a chopped and screwed version coming to YouTube. No, there won't be.
Sith Temple tier.
Oh, listen, firstly, the Sith Temple tier, that's a good cheat code for this one, isn't it? We've given you we're being straightforward with you the same way we're asking the show to be straightforward with us. Anyway, other than that, I'm one further to Cyber Nerds.
Revenue GS.
Sam, Mr. Blitz 10.
We're going to see you next time. Peace.